good morning, everybody. Sorry about the delay. We had a few gremlins. I truly believe this week, on Monday, somebody had a really horrific, not horrific, but horrendous day, and I'm fairly sure it was the devil having a dig, because we had something different to do at church, and this person just had a lovely afternoon and then was caught up in various things before and various things after. And we've just had a few gremlins in the system where we couldn't get the words up, and we're all running around thinking, should we photocopy, should we not? But no, I'd like, before we're to sing, I'd like a few people to stand up and pray that the devil has no room in this building.
Amen.
Jesus is power under this roof and in this area. So, thank you. So can we stand and just pray out loud just for 2 minutes before we sing? Thank you. Michael, come on. We need some powerful prayers this morning.
Praise Heavenly Father, Lord God, you know just why we are here. But if no other reason, Lord, than to glory to yourself.
Yeah.
And so, Father God, in this place and in places where we are, we ask you, Lord, to take authority, Lord, in our situation. In the situation of this place, Father God, unless you bless us, Lord, we have little to say and little to offer.
Jesus.
And so, Father God, we give glory to yourself, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, that your glory will be seen. In Jesus' name we ask it.
Amen.
Father God, we claim victory over this place.
Amen.
The evil one has no place in this room, O Lord Jesus. We claim your victory over us, O Lord Jesus, and your presence to be felt by each and every one in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, we glorify your name. Here today, we are your people.
Amen.
We are for you. We're against the other one. Thank you, God.
We pray your Holy Spirit, Lord, in this place, touch each and every one of us with your amazing power, but your peace and your calm. We ask this in your mighty name for your sake. Amen.
And I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our first song, welcome everybody. People on the screen at the other side who are watching, we're streaming to welcome, as much as a welcome as you get in this room. Well, but I've been reading a book this week, and it's a fiction book. It's, you know, one of my stupid books. But somebody said that they are very ordinary. Now, I don't mind being ordinary, quite ordinary. Lots of people in the Bible were ordinary, weren't they? But I don't want an ordinary life. We want a life with Jesus.
Yes.
We don't want an ordinary life, so let's use our ordinary lives. So I found in the Message a perfect Bible verse. I love the Message when I want something different. So in Romans 12, it says, so here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. So we are new creations, aren't we? Father, we ask that you accept us just as we are, just as we come. Accept us where we meet us where we are in our journey with you, Lord, and walk alongside as we pray. And we pray this in the mighty, the ever-powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to be together. Very warm welcome. And, of course, to those of you who are watching on YouTube this morning, after a week off last week when we had the wonderful picnic in the park, the beautiful weather. It was a really good time together, but it is good to be together again this morning. Special welcome to Joe, our guest speaker this morning, and John, somewhere at the back there. Thank you for coming, and we look forward to what you've got to say to us later. We will be taking communion, of course, as well during the service. Right, just a few notices for the week. From 1 o'clock until 2:30 on Tuesday afternoon, we have the holiday club. It's been amazing, I have to say. We've done it two weeks. The first week we had 27 children. The second week we had 29. Might have to open the church, Jan, if it gets any bigger, but it's been so good. So it was a brilliant vision, Jan, and thank you for doing that. And who knows where that will lead. Wednesday the 21st of August, we have the Pray and Pick, meet at church at 11, and the lunch club on Thursday at 12 o'clock, if you're around to come to that. As I said, we had a glorious time at the open air service last week. And then on the afternoon of the next day, the Monday, we had the tea dance, and that was brilliant. I'm sure everyone that came actually, I think, commented and said how good it was. So that's it now. We're going to do another one. So thank you for everybody for supporting that, and it was lovely. Which leads me very nicely into the next bit of the notices. Jan is organising an Acts and Snacks evening. Do you remember we did one? When? It's going on for a year ago, which is amazing. It was really good. It's on the Saturday evening, the 14th of September. Similar format that we had as before. I think we're starting about tea time. Yeah, something like that. We'll give more details. At this stage, we're really wanting people to volunteer to come up here and perform, if that's the right word. So if there's anything that you'd like to do, please see Jan in the next few weeks so she can get some kind of a programme together. The first weekend in October, the 5th and 6th, we have our harvest weekend. On the Saturday, we're having a coffee morning. We're going to be supporting Macmillan because they will have had their big coffee morning the week before. We'll be doing food, cakes, just that we normally do, bric-a-brac books. And then on the Sunday, it will be the harvest festival service, obviously in church. So I think that's about it for now. Obviously, website, Facebook page, regularly updated. We've got some newsletters still at the back if you'd like to take one, but do give us a call if you need anything. Malcolm's going to be reading a bit of scripture now then, I think. Malcolm, is that all right?
Right, hear the word of the Lord from John 14, asked to use the NIV version of the Bible, so it might be slightly different to the Church Bible, but it's John 14, 15 to 27, and then some verses in chapter 20. The words of our Lord Jesus, "If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Before long the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own, they belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And then over to John 20, if you're following in your Bible, here or at home. John 20, 19 to 28. Am I getting it right? Checking with our speaker there. John 20, 19 to 28. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them. I'm getting excited now. And said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. And if you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning. I really like it that Malcolm was excited when he read that Jesus is here. Jesus is standing amongst us. It's great. It did make me smile because he is. Whenever I'm preaching somewhere, I always wonder what sort of week that people have had. Hands up if it's been a good week. Has it been a good week? Yeah? Hands up if it's been not such a good week. Yeah, a few of those. Hands up if you can't decide whether it's a good week or a bad week. Yay! What I'd like you to do is just turn to the person next to you. So we have 5 minutes to do this in. I'm going to time you. Just share about your week, just briefly. The idea being that perhaps they might actually pray for you. That would be good. But not now. So at the end of when I've given God's word, we will round up our prayers. But it's good to share with one another how we're feeling and to pray for one another. So just 2 minutes, just turn to the person next to you or behind you and just share how your week's been. Okay. This is where I find out whether you're talkers or not. Was that good to share?
Yes,
good. And I do hope that you will pray for one another during this next week. And who knows, next week you might actually ask the person, you know, has it been okay? When I asked God as to what to preach on this Sunday, he made it very clear on the theme. When I asked him for a verse, this is the verse that he gave me. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give peace as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So if you've had a difficult week, if you've been struggling, then that verse is particularly for you. But actually, we all need God's peace, don't we? We all need it, however we're feeling. And who knows what next week or this coming week is going to hold for us. And life can change in an instant, can't it? Sometimes for the best, but sometimes not. Sometimes, you know, difficult things get in the way. It could be a loss of a loved one. There could be an illness or a situation that arises. Something happens to someone that we love and care about. Something happens in the world that turns things upside down. We never thought about COVID, did we? I mean, that just came out of the blue, didn't it? One week we were all happy as Larry. The next week we're going to get into lockdown now. We all need God's peace. We all need God's peace, don't we? Yeah, you can say yes. You can say amen if you want to get really excited, but yes, we all need God's peace. We all need God's peace, and we all need to live in that peace. Any worriers in the room? I thought I was going to be the only worrier in the room then. There are a few worriers in the room. But worrying or getting a bit anxious is normal, isn't it? Because we're only human. And we all struggle with things from time to time. And we're probably kidding ourselves if we say we never worry, because we all do it from time to time. But why do we do that? I'm fairly grounded most of the time, but every now and again, something will get me in a bit of a tiz. So the latest thing is if I'm in the car and there's a steep drop next to me and I get in a bit of a tiz and I kind of want to hold on to the handle of the car for dear life. And I'm thinking, why am I doing this? I don't do it when I'm driving, okay? then I hold on to the steering wheel then if I'm really anxious. And it gets tighter and tighter. And then I think, why am I doing this? It's not going to make things any better. The only thing that's going to make things any better is to pray. We spend so long worrying. What is that about? Well, I guess it is just part of being human. But apparently the statistics, I can't say that word, that's a funny word, isn't it? Statistics, there you go. 40% of what we worry about never happens. 30% has already happened. 12% focuses on opinions or situations we can't change. 10% relates to health, and 8% are real problems that we can influence. So that means 92% of the things that we worry about, we kind of are worrying needlessly, or at least things won't get any better by us worrying about them or turning them over in our minds. Does that make us feel better? Not really. Yeah, maybe. So what does make us feel better? Hang on. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give peace as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. These words of Jesus have to mean something, don't they? And if our faith is alive, then these words are alive and they have meaning because Jesus is alive and the Word of God is alive. It's a living and breathing thing. The Word of God goes direct to our hearts. But perhaps we need to look at it in a little bit more context. They come in the context of Jesus talking about his own death and resurrection. And the disciples don't really understand what's going on. And he's trying to tell them. He's trying to make it clear to them. And in hindsight, we understand. But to them, it must have been very, very peculiar. Very perplexing. Very, you know, what's he going on about? John 14 is a passage that is often used at funerals. And Jesus talks about there being many rooms in the Father's house, about him going to prepare a place for us. And this is the hope of the gospel, the hope of eternity with God, where there'll be no crying or pain or no suffering. It's the disciple Thomas, so doubting Thomas, who says, "We don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answers, "I am the way and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He was saying, I am the I am. I'm not only from God, but I'm part of the divine. The I am, being who God introduced himself to Moses. He says, I am the I am. And, you know, Moses says, well, you know, who do I say to the Israelites that you know, I've had this conversation with? And he says, I am who I am. This is who you say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Philippians 4:7 tells us there is a peace that passes all understanding and keeps our hearts and minds safe in the union with Christ Jesus. But how do we access this peace? How do we get hold of it? And our answer comes from John 14, verse 15 that we read earlier. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will send you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Jesus' plan was never to abandon us, to never leave us on our own. There's no need for us to feel lonely because Jesus is with us. He stands with us through thick and thin. God's plan was always to send the third member of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, to be with us. The only condition of that is for us to love Jesus and to follow his commands. It's the Holy Spirit that brings us into truth, that helps bring us into relationship with the Father through Jesus the Son. John 14:23 says, whoever loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and my Father will love him. My Father and I will come to him and live with him. Whoever loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and my Father and I will come to him and live with him. Meaning the Holy Spirit will come and live within us. The Holy Spirit will come and be in the very depth of our soul, in our deepest places. The only caveat is for us to love Jesus, to do his will, to obey his commands, to love each other. Verses 25 to 26, I have told you this while I am still with you. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and make you remember all that I have told you. It's the Holy Spirit that brings us comforts and help. The Holy Spirit is our counsellor, which is a legal term which refers to somebody who helps us and stands up on our accounts, who argues our case in law, if you like. He is our advocate, the one who supports and encourages us. The Holy Spirit, translated from the Greek to the English, that's our word, Holy Spirit, but in the Greek it's Parakletos, which translates as comforter. He is the one who was there in our time of trouble to bring us comfort, to bring us the Father's love. The Spirit is the one who gives us peace and the strength to face the day, the one that empowers us, the one where when we're really struggling with life, when we've really had that awful week, he's the one that comforts us, that empowers us. There's so much more that you can say about the Holy Spirit, and you'll be glad to know we haven't got time today, so there we go. But one thing to note is that Jesus is leaving us his peace. It's said at the same time as he leaves us the Holy Spirit, the one thing leads to the other. And if we truly want to know his peace, Perhaps then we truly need to know and accept and welcome his Holy Spirit into our lives and live in the fullness of the Spirit. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give peace as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. If we skip then to John 20, I'm just going to pick up some verses. You might want to have a look at them in the Bible. Or you can just listen to me, that's fine. So John 20 is after Jesus died, and the disciples are gathered together, and they're behind locked doors. And they're scared of the Jewish authorities. They're wondering, well, what's going to happen? They're fearful and they're worrying. They're fearing for their own lives. What now? Surely it's, you know, this isn't what it's meant to be about. And we're told that Jesus suddenly appears to them. How did he get there behind, you know, come through that locked door? But there he is, suddenly standing there and amongst them. Verse 19, he says, Shalom, or peace be with you, which is a common Hebrew greeting. And he shows them his hands and his feet. And there's no doubt that this is Jesus. And they're filled with joy. They're filled with joy of seeing Jesus standing there. Jesus is there. He's come back. Verse 21, Jesus says again, peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you. And importantly then, he breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. So again, we have this link between receiving God's peace and receiving and welcoming the Holy Spirit. The two go together. I have to say, I hadn't really thought about it in these terms before. So I've always known that with the Holy Spirit comes God's peace. But here it was in sort of scripture, opening up before me, Jesus says, here's my peace. And here's my Holy Spirit. And they're both at the same time. You can't have one without the other. They're inseparable. Jesus repeats himself again after imparting and giving and empowering his disciples with the Holy Spirit. In verse 26, he says, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give to you. There's no coincidence there. Jesus is saying, here's my Holy Spirit, here is my peace. Here are the two things. Here is your comfort, your source of comfort. Here is how you ground yourself to get on with the week. Here is the Holy Spirit, here is peace. Here are the two things that are the same. If we haven't got peace, then we need the Holy Spirit. Maybe we have the Holy Spirit, but if we want more peace, we need more of the Holy Spirit. And there's a need to constantly welcome the Holy Spirit and to infill ourselves with the Holy Spirit. To truly know God is to receive the Holy Spirit. To truly know God is when we then receive his peace. It's peace which, through the Son, Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit to be our comforter and advocate in times of trouble. And if you take one thing from today, know that Jesus is saying, here is my Holy Spirit, here is my peace. He's saying to you, whether you're here or whether you're online, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give peace as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Our part is to accept the Holy Spirit and to go deeper. Go deeper in our relationship with God in our relationship with Jesus and in our relationship with the Holy Spirit. God knows all our worries. He knows all our concerns. He knows the needs of this church here in Solness. He knows the corporate needs of the fellowship. He knows all of our own individual concerns. Today, whatever our struggles are, however hard our week has been, or whatever the future may take, whether there are wars or pandemics or food and water shortages, whether just the sky is sunny and we're all happy, whatever it is, Jesus wants you to know that he is with you, that he hears you, that he hears your prayers and your longings, and that his peace is here and in us. The Holy Spirit is here and with us, and Jesus will never leave us or forsake us, and God will never let us go. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give peace as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Will that mean that all our problems are over? No. But it will mean how we approach our problems will be different. So I encourage you to draw closer to God, to draw closer to Jesus, and to ask for more of his Holy Spirit and more of his presence. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't know the power of his Holy Spirit in your life, then please come and ask for some prayer. I know you've got a little prayer corner here and there'll be someone in it. You can grab me or you can talk to one of the deacons. Or if you're having just a really bad week and you do want some prayer now, then just grab somebody. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give peace as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus and the Holy Spirit are inviting us to go deeper. That's what I believe. And who knows what our future holds. But what I do know is that how we cope with life and whatever life throws at us is to spend more time in God's presence. Perhaps in worship, perhaps in prayer, perhaps the two things are exactly the same. We're going to sing again in a minute, and we're going to sing Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. But before we do that, let's pray together. Let's pray. Father God, some of us are struggling today. Some of us have struggled this week. Father God, we pray that you help us to leave our burdens at the foot of your cross, knowing that you hear our prayers and that you're with us. Father God, we ask right now that you fill us with your Holy Spirit. We ask your forgiveness of those times that we've done the wrong thing or said the wrong thing, that we sinned against you. We ask your forgiveness, Lord. We pray that you will cleanse us. And we know that when we say that we're sorry to you, and that when we totally repent, that you forgive us. So, Father God, we pray that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit to overflowing. that you will fill us with your peace to overflowing. That when we leave this building today, that we won't be the person that came in, because we know that you've touched us and that you've spoken to us. And we're at home, Lord, that as a result of listening today, that we will be a different person. Shall we say the Lord's Prayer together? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to this table, not because you've been... Come to this table, not because you must, but because you may. Not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Come not because of any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loved you and gave himself for you and carries on loving you. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. In the first account, it says this: for I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, the cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Let's pray together. Loving God, we praise and thank you for your love shown to us in Jesus Christ. We thank you for his life and ministry, announcing the good news of your kingdom and demonstrating its power in the lifting of the downtrodden and the healing of the sick, and the loving of the loveless. We thank you for his sacrificial death upon a cross, for the redemption of the worlds, and for your raising him to life again as a foretaste of the glory we shall share. We give you thanks for this bread and wine, symbols of our world and signs of your transforming love. Send your Holy Spirit, we pray, that we may be renewed into the likeness of Jesus Christ, and formed into his body. This we pray in his name and for his name's sake. Amen. Jesus said, this is my body, which is for you. Take this and remember that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts. We have gluten-free bread, which I'm very excited about because I'm gluten-free. So please eat as you are served. And we'll hang on to the bread and wine until we've all been served that. He took the cup after supper and said, this cup is the new covenant, sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in memory of me. Let's drink together. Father God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you cope with the double blessing? Is that all right? Shall we say the grace to one another? But before that, I'm going to say a blessing for you, and then we'll say the grace to one another. Can you cope with holding hands? Yeah? Should we hold hands? We might have to move around. They're not moving. They're stuck in their corner. All right. Okay. We do this then. Okay. I really want us to be, but there we go. There we go. Yeah. So a blessing. Go now, and as you go, know this: in grace you were created, in mercy you've been sustained, and in love you'll be held forevermore. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen.